Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us today. A little chillier today, but still a very nice day. Always a blessing to be in Florida, you know, because it could be something else. So anyway, got a couple of things I wanted to share with you today. There's so much negative news and a lot of just really intense news that I really just wanted to kind of share a little bit about some things that are going on in the Orlando area that are more on a positive note. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about the canopy, but that's in downtown Orlando. We'll get to that. But first of all, we're going to talk about a new YMCA location that's in the packing district, kind of a bridge, so to speak, between the College Park area and the Pine Hills community. So we are going to talk to Sonia Coach Kreider about that in a minute. She's the executive director, just to kind of give us an update in terms of the positive impact that's having in the community. So if you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back to that. G's Power Hour. We are not going to take a quick break. We're going to welcome Sonia Coach Kreider with us. Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right. Thanks for being with us.
No problem. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you just fine. So give us a little insight in terms of what this new location is, the YMCA and the Packing District, and how it's connecting those two communities, the College Park area and Pine Hills.
Absolutely. First, thank you for having us on and letting us have this platform to talk about what we're trying to do in this space. My background is from being from south side of Chicago, so I'm familiar with, you know, kind of what is happening and what has been happening in Central Florida area. But this space has always been kind of a no man's land where you couldn't cross John Young and you couldn't cross Pine Hill, cross OBT right here on Princeton, because it was, you know, construction and trucks and, you know, just trees. And so people really didn't come in this area. Well, now Dr. Phillips Charities is refurbishing all of this area, and it's you know, no longer a food desert. So you've got a Publix right in this area. There's going to be all kinds of restaurants and things for families to do. There's a pavilion back here where concerts are taking place. Four Roots is back here. They have an urban garden and educational piece. But the Y is kind of that cornerstone that's taking place right here. We're open. We've got 38,000 square feet of activity space for folks to come in and enjoy. But more than that, having been in the Y system myself for now some 13 years and been at four different organizations and looking at communities, this location is here on purpose, where we sit between two very diverse groups of people, two very diverse sets of incomes, education levels, all kinds of things are playing into this. And so we get the opportunity to to kind of bridge that together. The thing about when you come into our building, it actually looks like two buildings are being held together by a bridge. And so that, for me, became kind of the symbol of what we're trying to do. While we have, you know, some finances and fluidity in finance on one side of our building, we also have, we don't want to count out Pine Hills. Like, why would we do that when there's so much culture, there's so much passion, there's things that are happening in those communities that people kind of overlook. And so this is an opportunity for folks to come into kind of this neutral zone, and everybody in here is just a person. Because when you have on shorts and T-shirts and you're working out, we don't know what your job or career or anything is.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and I'm so glad to hear that because, you know, lived in Pine Hills practically, well, most of my life. And, you know, but I go a variety of places. And one of my other many capacities, I'm a realtor. And I've actually just sometimes sat and listened to conversations. You learn a lot sometimes by just listening to people. And I've heard people say, oh, I'm not, I don't go west of I-4, or I don't go west of Orange Avenue or OBT, you know, and, you know, cite all kind of reasons. And it's like, okay, you don't go west of this location, but I'm expected, or it should be okay for me to feel comfortable to go east of that location without pause or hesitation. And I'm like, there's just something really wrong. You know, and these are professional people that really should have a better understanding of their community. And it's like, okay, what makes it more sensible for me to travel to a certain area, but not for you? Okay, we all of the areas of Central Florida have their quirks, you know, and have their issues. And it is important, like you were saying, to build that bridge between communities. And this is a great way to do that. So,
absolutely, especially through our kids. Like our kids are living in a generation where
mm-hmm.
a lot of this they don't even look at. They don't even see. He's just my friend. You know, so we want to treat it like we all in kindergarten, and that's just my friend, right?
Right.
The kids don't know what the parents are doing. And so, you know, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, but I also grew up in an affluent neighborhood. But my mother made sure that I went to school in a neighborhood that reminds me of the west side of this building. And so for me, I flowed frequently back and forth between two types of communities and two types of atmospheres and two types of cultures and lifestyles. And so to be in this space, this is comfortable for me. You know, where do you not have to code switch? Here? Where do you not have to, you know, worry about, you know, what's going on in the outside world and all of the effects of the outside world? Right here in the Packing District at the Y, because our slogan is for all. And you know, people say Young Men's Christian Association. Well, we have Ramadan set up in our Y today. People are using our prayer rugs in our Y today. So
that's
don't
awesome.
Let the pain fool you. This is a new Y where everyone is welcome, everyone is equally welcome, and everyone is treated equally, no matter what the circumstances or situation.
Right, right. You know, and the name, like you were talking about, there was a time when that name was necessary. I don't even think about, you know, I just like, you know, I'm going to the YMCA or I'm going to the Y, you know, and I think more about what it has to offer versus the name, you know.
Exactly.
Because it has evolved so much. So that's good.
And that's what we want people to feel here, like, bring your kids to summer camp. Bring your kids to swim lessons. Swim lessons are only $50. You get four lessons, and you'll learn how to swim within those four lessons. Help us save
lives.
Wow. People that the Y is a 501c3. We are a charitable organization. We're raising, at this location, $35,000 to give away for swim lessons, camp, memberships, whatever we can do to help the community. We want it for all. You know, the price has gone down. You can get a Y membership for as low as $29. So there's all these different pieces that have changed in the last 2 years, 3 years definitely, that will help people be a part of that community. And what does that look like? If you know, you go down the block when you were younger, everybody on the block knew you. That's why we want this watch to be, that this is the place that everybody hangs out, everybody comes and works out. If you just want to come and sit in the lobby and listen to music and do some work and use our Wi-Fi, go ahead. We've got kids homeschooling themselves and their parents are homeschooling in the lobby. We've got kids coming to do entertainment where they're getting exercise while being entertained by video games. It's a different twist on video games. You know, and we have the conventional. We have, you know, swim lessons. We have classes. We have yoga. Whatever you're looking for, you can find it at the Y. And if you just need somebody to just be that friend or become that family or just somebody that just, you know, how they sit on Cheers, knows your name when you come in, you should come to the Y.
You know, and you talk about things like, okay, that are not necessarily unique to any particular community. Someone wants to learn swimming. That's not unique to any particular community. Someone wants to learn, you know, to work on a computer, you know, that's not unique to any one particular community. That's all of our kids. That's all of our youth, you know. So that's a great, you know, focal point for that, just for people to come in and say, you know, this is, and not have to worry so much, you know, it's like, this is what I'm here to help me as a young individual grow, you know, and the great thing about it too is the fact that you do come out of, let's say, your comfort zone. You do come out of your specific community to gather at this one place. Because I think that's where we get stuck sometimes. We're in our comfort zones where we don't feel comfortable, you know, coming out, you know. And I, unfortunately, in a way, I think our, I guess, entrenchment into our computers, sometimes we don't learn how to, let's say, interact with other people so much sometimes. So leaving the comfort of home, coming out to a place where, you know, outside of our, you know, primary community, to a place where there's other people who have common interests, that gives us a chance to maybe talk and meet and get to know and develop other unique relationships.
Absolutely. And the best part of it is that those partnerships that we're starting to form, having, you know, been this first piece, this is the first time Central Florida Association has built a Y in 25 years. So being that piece and being in a newly developing neighborhood, partnerships with other organizations, you know, we're not the best at everything. We're good at what we do. We welcome all of those other organizations. The first Y I ever opened had the Boys and Girls Club in it. They were doing programming with us. So I don't know any other way. So when I, you know, it's kind of like going and seeing Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken connected. Boys and Girls Club, Lift Orlando, all of these other programs that are out there helping the community to be better together, that's what the Y is all about. You know, if you need space to have a meeting or you want to come and collaborate, we're collaborating with Four Roots and Orlando Science School. So there's all these different pieces that are coming together the way they should have come together, but now they are. And so it makes all of us better together.
And I kind of jumped over something before we go any further. For people that, you know, are in other parts of Central Florida or maybe new to the area, exactly where is the packing district? And I don't know if you can talk a little bit about previously what was in that area and what's coming in that area, but where is the packing district?
So the packing district is a renewed development, right? The packing district was here when Dr. Phillips had orange groves and was packing fruit and shipping it off. And so now this area had become a space where there was a lot of trucking companies, a lot of businesses back here, and there were no families back here. There was a big encampment where the trees used to be. That was a homeless kind of encampment. But back where we're located is right on Princeton, between Orange Blossom Trail and John Young. The packing district proper starts from where our building is on Princeton and goes east up where you're at Orange Blossom Trail, and that's where the Publix, and there's some apartments going to be there, and there's going to be a hotel there, going to be a microbrewery there, a lot of restaurants, and a lot of businesses are going to start coming into that area. So you're going to see that development happening. So if you come to Princeton from John Young and start going towards Orange Blossom Trail, you'll pass the Y and go into the Packing District where that new Publix is going to open in a few days.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that. That corner where the Publix is, and I think, and also the old little round building where Foxtail Coffee is right now. I think there used to be a paper plant or processing plant or something over there. And I know a little further, I guess, north on OBT years ago, I'm dating myself, I was a kid, there used to be a KFC with the original recipe KFC. So I remember, you know, it was a much different place when I was growing up, for sure. And it's nice though to see it kind of get a little facelift and kind of bring a variety of communities together. So we're going to take a quick break. We are here talking about the YMCA and the Packing District and the bridge between communities with Sonia Coach Kreider. And if you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. These Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Well, good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are just talking about some positive things that are happening in the community. Nice to talk about that for a change. And we are here with Sonia Coach Kreider, who is the executive director at the YMCA. And we're talking about the location in the Packing District, bridging the gap between areas like College Park and Pine Hills. It's situated on Princeton, around the areas between Orange Blossom Trail and John Young Parkway, and you know, extending other areas into other nearby areas as well. So tell me basically about a little bit more about this location, and are there plans for other unique type of Y's in the area?
Currently, this location, we opened our doors last March on the 20th, and we're coming up on our anniversary. We're actually having a one-year anniversary block party for this location on the 23rd of March, where we're going to, you know, have bounce houses and all kinds of activities for kids and adults as well, and do kind of a March Madness connection to that, where we'll have a watch party and folks will compete in their brackets. But this location here, we've got, you know, some other pieces that we're going to put onto this one. They also have reopened the Wayne Bench location, which is on Hastings. There's some availability there. They've done a few upgrades there. But, you know, we're trying to make sure that we're partnering between the downtown Y, which is the closest on the east side of the building, and the Wayne Bench Y, which is the closest on the west side of the building, so that people don't feel like they're having to choose. By joining Leonard and Marjorie, you join them all. You can go to any Y. You can go to any Y in this area. You can go to any Y nationally. So that gives folks, you know, a different perspective on it. Like if you're out of town and you just want to get a quick working in, there's a Y almost in every community. So for us, you know, just making sure that all of the locations, we've got about 15 locations, are serving all of our members in a manner that allows them to be the best that they can be and reach their full potential through some of our programming.
Yeah, the Wayne Dentwin is actually right across the street from my church. So, yeah, it's nice to have that right there. So, and it's just some great, great work. So, now, the Y, nonprofit, correct?
Yes, absolutely, a nonprofit.
So
you
have needs, correct?
We do. We do. We're for this location, especially what we're looking at right now is, you know, teaching and educating our members that we are a nonprofit, that we do an annual campaign as an organization. This is a national thing that we do with YMCAs across the nation. It's called the annual campaign. And what that is that's an opportunity for members and non-members to donate to the Y. It's all tax deductible. But it allows us to make the Y for all. What the annual campaign does, it allows us to get those donations, and we use them for swim lessons. We use them for, it's $50 to teach someone to swim, like I said. We use them for camp. We use them for education. We use them for leadership programs. We use them for our seniors. None of those dollars go to paying the bills and keeping the lights on. That's what the membership is for. So we like to tell folks, your membership is what you do for you, annual campaign and donating is what you do for the community. And so that gives us the opportunity to go out here and be better at serving and service. That's what it's all about, is a service to our communities, making our communities thrive, knowing that by allowing someone the opportunity to come in and get a swim lesson, that we just save a life. You know, we ask folks, you know, mm-hmm. can you save a life today? Yeah. If you donate $50 to the Y, you just save someone's life. It's that simple. So it's us trying to give back as a charitable organization. Folks kind of look at the Y, I think it's, you know, a major corporation that is for profit. It is completely 100% nonprofit.
And do you also take a little volunteerism, a little sweat equity as well?
We do. We do. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. You know how nonprofits are, is that your base core that you're working with to keep kind of the lights on and keep stuff flowing.
Mm-hmm.
We orchestrate that through our volunteers. The more volunteers we have, the bigger impact we can have. When we have our Jingle Jog in the Packing District, we have that every second week of December, the second weekend at Saturday. We rely on volunteers to help us make that an enjoyable event, but also an event that helps us raise money for our annual campaign. So we need volunteer coaches. You know, we're starting sports here at Lennon Marjorie. So we've got kids down as low as 3 years old all the way up to adults doing sports. We're partnering with Wayne Dentz to make sure that all of the kids are able to play and play basketball and volleyball and soccer. So we've got sports going on, and we just need volunteer coaches. We need parents to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to put my kid in sports. I'm going to put my kid in aquatics, or I'm going to come and teach a class. We hiring teachers. We're hiring those types of positions. But as far as volunteers, we can't thank our volunteers enough, and we can never have enough volunteers. And it's really simple. Just reach out to the Y, reach out to any one of our locations. You can go online and sign up to volunteer, but we always need volunteers.
So how do we reach out? Where, how can someone say, hey, okay, this is my, I guess you could say, unique skill set, or, you know, this is the time that I have, or this is, you know, my tithing from my tax refund type of thing, something
right.
of that nature, any of those. How can they reach out?
There's multiple ways. You can go to our website. You can just look it up with centralfloridaymca.org. You can find us there. Or if you want to reach out to, you know, me specifically, it's easy. It's my first initial and last name, S. Crider, C-R-I-D-E-R, at cfymca.org, and I can get your email like that, or you can stop in, take a tour. A lot of folks have never been in this location. It's amazing. It's a beautiful location, especially when you're taking our sunrise yoga and it's pointing east, and the sun is coming up, and the building is almost completely glass, so you can watch that sun coming up. Just hang out with us. I'm easy to find. I'm easy to find here in the building, and our building is easy to find. So we love when people stop by, take a tour, come get a membership. You know, just ask for Coach. I'm in the Packing District.
I can't tell you probably how many times, I mean, it's been a while, but how many times I have passed that location, especially, and I was biting my tongue with all of the road reconstruction going on over there, and I think that's why I haven't been in a while, but just really didn't know where it was, you know, and I think my husband comes through that way a lot from work, so I'll have to make a concerted effort to stop by and then also talk again about the event coming up. You said this is the 23rd. I think that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're celebrating. It doesn't seem like a year has gone by, but oh, does it seem like a year has gone by. We're celebrating our 1 year anniversary of officially being open. It's an opportunity for folks to come in and see how we've improved over the year, give us suggestions of classes they would like to see, things they would like to see us have in the building. We had somebody come by and tell us Girl Scouts. Okay, let's figure out how we can do that. So it's an opportunity for folks to come out and just have some fun here at the Y. We're giving some giveaways during the day. We also have a discount going on our membership where you can get a discount on your joining fee. We also want folks to come out and try the food trucks that are going to be here. Four Roots puts a farmer's market in our parking lot every Saturday. So that's going to be going on with coffee. They've got coffee. They've got food. They've got tacos, all kinds of food out there. And so we want people to just come by and have a good time. It's from 11 to 2. We're going to have a DJ, bounce houses, carnival atmosphere. You can sample some of the classes for parents and children. So just come and have a good time. You know,
and then
Chicago,
where are
summertime shy? We're gonna pretend like it's summertime shy Saturday.
Okay. And where are there other new locations coming up in Central Florida that you could tell us about?
We have a plan for some new locations in Central Florida right now. This one was, like I said, the first one built in 25 years. So if you want to experience something that's like an eclipse, come on over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I have been to a couple of others. I want to say Dr. Phillips and Winogard, and I've been to those. I think I've been to the one years back on Mills. So I do know where a few of the other locations are. And like I said, also there's the one across the street from my church on Hastings. So good to know about the wonderful work that you're doing in the community. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you taking the time and the work that you're doing. And we hope everybody gets a chance to celebrate with you on the 23rd. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we're going to wait to see if we see you there. Hope to see you there.
You know what? I can't say I'll be there on the 23rd for other reasons, unfortunately, but I am going to pay you a visit for sure.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to come
All right.
over. And have
Okay, thank you. Take care. Be well. Talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Sonia Coach Kreider, who is Executive Director of the YMCA, talking about the anniversary celebration of its location in the Packing District in the Princeton area between Orange Blossom Trail and John Young Parkway. So make sure you go stop by on the 23rd, a week from this Saturday. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about positive things that are going on in Central Florida, in the Orlando area. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Canopy. You may not know about this, and you know, it was interesting when I found out about it. It gives me a reason to actually go downtown. The number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
At Vintage Labs Collection, we are a multifaceted team of medical professionals dedicated to delivering the best quality products to patients. Our mission is to deliver the best supplement and patient outcomes in healthcare environments and consumer homes. chat with our consulting pharmacists by visiting our website at www.vintagelabscollection.com. Supplements are not highly regulated, but Vintage Labs holds the standards higher than most.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Well, good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're waiting for our second guest. There's a new location. I got a little information about it that is located underneath I-4, underneath I-4. Yes, this is underneath I-4 in downtown. And it's called The Canopy. And I got some information about it. And I was like, well, what is this? You know, so what it is, well, and I'm hoping to get the person, Marty Hudson, to come on and talk about it. But it is... I guess an area that they're trying to kind of revitalize, and it is it's kind of between Huey and Garland. If you're familiar with the downtown area, and I-4 does kind of cover part of that area, and I think it's between Church and I'm trying to get there's a map and another street that is there, and it's got a variety of I guess you could say mixed use, but it's featuring like some green spaces and some, I think, water features and some other things for like, I think one of the things I read was it's an area where small businesses, you can support them. And also if you do like a safe space, also like if you do ride share, it's a great way to you know, drop off, pick up, you know, ride share features. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. So let me try to track down our guest because I want someone that can explain it better than me, but it's a really, really interesting area being set up in downtown Orlando. So anyway, if you have questions or comments, any information you want to share about anything going on in the community, the number is 516-387-1944. I'm going to try to track Marty down. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour
on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So, like I said, we were talking about positive things going on in the community, and we want to, before we go forward, thank again Coach Sonia Kreider, who is the executive director at the YMCA, to talk about the anniversary of the location in the Packing District, building bridges between communities in that area, situated, you know, in the Princeton area between OBT and John Young Parkway. So just wanted to let you know about that. Now, there's another area in the downtown area called the Canopy, and it's supposedly like a urban gathering space. It was formerly known as the Under I-4 Project. They're trying to develop this hub in there and to try to incorporate ideas from the public that they've received feedback from survey and public meetings late last year. So it says the Canopy is blending like nature and technology. It was inspired by, you know, Orlando's canopy of trees in certain areas, trying to include sustainability and as well as an urban vibe and reflect the spirit of downtown Orlando. So it's going to have greenery infusing the landscape, green spaces. It's going to have pedestrian-friendly walkways and bike paths. It's going to have places for gatherings, for festivals, for cultural events and everything. And it's trying to allow, I guess, a safe space or safe place where people can come downtown and gather. They're trying to integrate a variety of transportation modes. So, like I said, space is underneath I-4. It's around Pine Street, Central Boulevard areas. It's going to have, like I think they said, approximately 150 temporary public parking spaces that can be used for short-term parking and rideshare services. If you are familiar with Lynx, our bus system here in Orlando, Lynx is not far by and not too far away, as well as Sunrail. So, you know, you've got those areas where you can access Sunrail, Lynx, and then if you are a user of the rideshare services like Uber and Lyft, that opportunity. So it's slated to begin in April. We're in 2024.
I think your guest is on, Gretchen.
Next month. Oh, good. Marty, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Hi, welcome. Marty Hudson. He is going to be the better person to give you more insight into the Canopy. Thank you for taking the time out and joining us. How are you this morning, this afternoon?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you for joining us. I was really excited to see this happening downtown. I mean, I consider myself, I guess, a burb girl, so to speak. I don't get downtown that much unless it's like some sort of special occasion, you know, like Fiesta in the Park, I know is coming up pretty soon, and then events at Dr. Phillips. But this is different. Can you talk a little bit about the Canopy?
Sure. So the Canopy is a project that will be located underneath Interstate 4 between Church Street and Washington. So it's about 10 acres and will cover about 5.5 blocks underneath the interstate. And for those that may not know that area, it's right near the new Kia Center, the arena. So it's right in that area. And the goal of the project was manifold. So one of the main objectives is obviously to create a strong connection between the east and west side of downtown, and as well as create a space where the community can come together and have experiences, celebrations, events, And then finally, another goal that we had with this project is we really wanted to create a there moment in downtown. And what I mean by there is if you have family that comes to town or you're a visitor that comes to town, and Orlando has a lot to offer, we wanted to create a space that whether it's you as a resident or as a visitor, this would be a place that you put on your list of, I must see this.
Hi, Marty. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. Got fumble fingers, pressed the mute button, my mistake. So tell me, my understanding is a lot of the ideas for this area came out of surveys and meetings with the public late last year. Is that correct?
That is correct. What we did was we did a lot of public outreach. There were in-person meetings in the Paramore neighborhood as well as in the downtown area. And then we did an online survey as well. With that, what we did with those surveys is we focused on core objectives. We asked the community, what are the primary goals and objectives you would like to see us achieve with this project? So it wasn't as much about, here's a pretty picture, you know, of an art piece or anything like that. It was about, what do we want this space to do? And the community came back, and you can see in the video and all the public release that we did, the community came back and basically said, you know, connectivity, transportation, gathering space were the core objectives that scored really high on the surveys and the public interaction. And so what we then did from our design team, so we're working with AECOM, which is a large international design team, we said, how do we put all of these things together into this one space and then all at the same time make it this wow factor for the community to help grow the downtown economy. And so that's what we did with the community outreach and kind of setting the template of our goals and objectives.
You know, I looked at the video that Ashley sent me, and I posted it, by the way, on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. And I was like, I wouldn't mind going downtown to hang out in a place like this. I'm not young enough where I'm doing the club scene anymore. So
yeah,
That's not something for me. But I will do an outdoor concert, or you know, or I will do a farmer's market, or something that gets me outside, gets me in enjoying the scenery, gets me, you know, meeting and greeting with family and friends in a comfortable place. And I was like, this would work for me, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, and our goal with this project is to bring kind of a whole different experience and atmosphere into downtown. And we believe it'll do that. So, you know, I mean, this is a place where, you know, the community will be able to come together and have festivals, whether it's farmers markets or Christmas. During, you know, one of the things I always tell people that makes this project really unique is that you could have Christmas at the canopy and never hang a light bulb.
Yeah.
Because of all the projection and lighting that we will be doing, that's very reprogrammable. It's basically a brush of the keystroke, and we can create an entire new experience. And that was part of our goal. We wanted this space to not only be flexible, but we wanted it to be able to be something new over and over and over again for the community. Because, you know, it's kind of like there's nothing wrong with a great art piece, right? Everybody loves a great art piece. But most of the time, after you've seen an art piece once or twice, it's not necessarily a destination experience for you again, right?
I was going to say, don't go back. Yeah.
Yeah. This is being designed so that every month it is something new. It is a new experience so that the locals as well as the tourists will want to keep coming back because it's a whole refreshed experience. And so, you know, we're looking at things. So maybe I should talk just briefly about the technology that we're embedding. So we expect this project to have somewhere around 3,000 LED lights. It will have approximately 18 projection towers that will allow us to project onto the walls and surfaces, as well as hundreds of gobos. And all of that will be synchronized into nighttime shows with its own sound system. And so it'll have a music war that goes with it. So not only can we have the main show, but imagine on game night for the Magic or for Orlando City, you know, you'll have an experience as you're headed towards the arena or the stadium where it's already preparing you for the game as you walk under it. You know, Magic basketballs are dropping everywhere and mascots and whatever else we may be doing on the projection walls with the music. Or we decide to do Christmas or 4th of July underneath there. There's so much that we can do with this space, not only from a design standpoint, but from a programming standpoint.
So what's the target date for this to be available to the public?
So we plan on our goal right now, and, you know, everything takes a little bit of time, but our goal right now is to break ground on the permanent project early next year, and we believe it's about an 18 to 24-month build.
Okay, so it's early next year. I was thinking it was this year. But it's early next year.
So we have a couple of things going. So we're actually doing some temporary ride share down there, and that will break ground in about a month. So we want everybody to understand that that is not the permanent project. We are simply doing some temporary stuff because we have a lot of congestion problems on game night down there. And so we're installing some temporary parking and ride share in this area. It'll be about 150 spaces, but it's only temporary, and it will just go away when we do the permanent project.
Okay. All right. So now let me ask you, because I think we talked a little bit about concerts and stuff that could take place in this area. Now, is this available to, let's say, community groups who may want to host special events in this area?
So the programming of the space from an event standpoint has not been determined at this time. We're still, you know, we just first had to decide what we were building. And now we're starting conversations about, you know, what does the programming of the event space, what does the programming of the space, as well as the programming of the technology of this space look like. And so that will be something that will be discussed and worked on over the next year or year and a half as we start construction. You know, we have many partners in this project, and so we are underneath an interstate, in an interstate right-of-way. And so anything that we do also has to work with our partners, which is FDOT and the Federal Highway Administration. So we have been having lots of meetings with them as well to try to make sure that what we're doing fits all the, you know, what I call rules and regulations for those types of spaces. And so, you know, how it will from an event space is still to be determined.
Now, are you still taking input from residents for the project?
So we're not doing any current public outreach like we did in the fall, but at any time, you know, I get lots of emails and stuff from the community, and we're happy to meet with people if they have questions. We're happy to answer emails or phone calls. So at any time, the community can obviously reach out to us. They also do that on social media. I mean, when we've posted everything over the last couple of weeks, you know, we received thousands of, you know, comments, feedbacks, and stuff. So, you know, we're always ready to listen to the citizens and make sure that, you know, the product that we are putting out there is the best we can. But as far as, like, formal public outreach and the design, no, we did all of that in the fall and are okay. ready to move forward on engineering plans to get this thing built and done for the community.
And when again is the projected target for this being revealed?
So currently, and this is a currently, we are
right.
looking for somewhere around early 2027 for the opening of the full project.
Okay. All right. I'll be keeping my eye on it. And you're welcome yep. to come back on the show anytime to kind of give us an update, because this is the first thing for me in a while that I think I've been kind of really excited about. I mean, I you know, I love the soccer and I love the basketball and all the kind of stuff, but you know, there's a lot of people that can't, let's say, regularly go to a basketball game or regularly go to a soccer game. You know, it may not be in their budget, you know, and then Lake Eola is great too. Like I said, with the Fiesta in the Park and the flea market and other outdoor events that they have. But in terms of, you know, driving, you know, a family friendly space that would, let's say, drive people to the downtown area, I think this is going to be really, really nice. And also for visitors, you know, and not just people going to, let's say, the Kia Center and the soccer stadium, but, you know, we have the bowl games here
yep.
On an annual basis and the Florida Classic and all that type of stuff. And I think this would be a really nice place for people to kind of, you know, hang out before and after they go to they attend those events as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point that you just made, that you know, we really are trying to build something. One, you know, to be able to go to the space is free. You know, it's in our public spaces. But also, you know, even if there's nothing going on downtown, you know, from an event perspective, every
mm-hmm.
night, 365 days a year moving forward, once this is built, downtown Orlando will host one of the largest projection light shows in the world every night. And, you know, that brings people downtown to shop and to experience, even if there's nothing going on at the Kia Center or at the soccer stadium or whatever, there will still be a strong reason to come downtown and experience, you know, the canopy.
And like I said, I'm looking forward to it because I don't get downtown as often as I should be. And every now and then I'll tell my husband, you know, I grew up here and it doesn't look anything like the place that I grew up in. And every now and then I have to go downtown or to kind of remind myself what Orlando looks like. So, you know, I don't have outsiders telling me what my city looks like, you know, and
yeah.
then, We laugh about there's a movie called, I don't know if you've seen it, called Geostorm, where they have this a ride or a chase through supposedly Orlando, and I'm like, that's not Orlando, you know. So this gives people an opportunity to really take in Orlando, you know, residents as well as visitors, and I think that's a great opportunity. So
yeah.
thanks so
and
much.
I,
please.
Yeah.
Yes, go
and
ahead,
I,
please.
Just real quick, one more thing. You know, we want the community to know this is a piece of a giant puzzle that's being put together downtown. And so, you know, as you may be aware, there are plans in the works to update Lake Eola. And if you haven't had a chance, we would invite all of your listeners to come out to Luminary Green, which is located in Creative Village downtown by the UCF campus, where the old arena used to be, is a brand new park that we just built. And that park actually has a lot of this technology already in place. So there's the giant sign that says Orlando, and every night
mm-hmm.
we put on a light and sound show on the giant sign with projection mapping already. And so we invite people to come out and experience that, because that happens every night at sundown until 10 o'clock, 365 days a year. And but it'll give them a flavor for what the canopy is going to be, except the canopy will be that on a much larger scale.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And in fact, I just, since you're talking, I found Luminary Green, and I'm posting that information on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. So, you know, we have something to take in now while we're waiting for the canopies. So, Thank you so much. People who have more questions or any comments, any input, where can they go? I know you said the official part is over, but like you said, there are people who are still bothering you anyway. So,
we have a website, a city website for the Canopy. If they just type in City of Orlando Canopy, it'll come up. And on there, they will find more information, the videos and stuff, but they will also find all my contact info. And they can click on a link and send me an email or whatever, and we would be happy to, answer any questions that we can.
Marty Hudson, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. And please come back. I know you said 2027, so I would like for you to come back with an annual update at some point if you get a chance.
Yeah, and we'd love to do that. So just let us know, reach out to us, and we'd be happy to keep you and your listeners informed.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you very much for having us, and have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Taiwan Tillman, and we are bringing Mr. Marion Benton, Marion Trainer. You've heard him on the show before. We're going to talk about National Kidney Donation Awareness Month, and I may have that title wrong, but we're going to share Marion's experience and have Dr. Tillman kind of break down, the need for kidneys and why it's so important. And we're going to talk about some other health information tomorrow. Thursday we have Geraldine Thompson, State Senator Geraldine Thompson, on with us. And of course, it's the third Friday, believe it or not, on Friday, and that's Friday in the Garden. So please join us. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Hug a loved one. Take care.
The high praise.